Joining me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Jen Steele. She is president of the organization Bike Lafayette and here to talk about their fall events, and there are many. We were just chatting a bit before, talking about how the weather, the promise of cooler temperatures makes people think more about doing things outside, although lately it doesn't seem to stop people in the summer. There's a lot of biking going on. In fact, I was watching Critical Mass pass, just flow in front of me the other night on Friday. It was a really nice group, and it seemed like they were having a good time. Before we talk about the events, you have a general membership meeting coming up tomorrow. For those people who don't know much about your organization, maybe give us a sense of why you started the organization.
Sure. Bike Lafayette got started informally in 2008 or so, and there was a group of folks who had a vision of unifying all the different types of cyclists in Lafayette and promoting cycling overall. We became more formal about a year and a half ago by incorporating as a nonprofit and seeking tax-exempt status and forming a board and all those exciting things. But the core group has been active for quite a while.
And as part of your mission, you said you got together, you became a nonprofit, you were bringing lots of different groups of people, different cyclists. What was your mission? What were you all hoping to do by incorporating and coming together more formally?
Right. So what we really wanted to do was try to expand our scope. Prior to incorporation, we had started doing – we have a series of activities, but let me just get back to the mission. I mean, fundamentally what we are is an advocacy organization. We promote bicycling, both for recreation and transportation, and we do it in three main ways, different activities that build community among cyclists. There are many different kinds of cyclists, and we look to bring everybody together for that sense of community. We also do a lot of education about cycling safety, and we advocate to improve cycling conditions in the city and around Lafayette, not just in the city proper. So that's more formally working with city government, parish government on transportation issues and others. So those are our three core activities.
And so in order to achieve that, you have lots of events throughout the year, and you give people opportunities to become involved, all of those people who are cycling for various reasons, whether it be families with young children or people who are cycling, I guess, for exercise reasons or more professional reasons. They do have a common organization in Bike Lafayette. Your general membership meeting is happening tomorrow in Lafayette. What's going to happen tomorrow evening?
So what we're going to do tomorrow is introduce our membership, and it's not – the meeting is open to the public. Anybody can attend. It's going to be at the Rosa Parks Transportation Center at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. We are going to introduce the current board members, explain about the organization's genesis, its recent past, and where we hope that it's going to go in the future. What we primarily hope to do through this event is to engage folks, either those who have been more active with us or those who'd like to become more active in our activities. One of the things that we've learned in the past year and a half is that that core group of, you know, 6 to 10 people can only do so much. So we've made an effort over the summer to do some strategic planning and to identify some board development that we need to do. And the first of that those activities is to build out some committees of the board. And so we're going to describe those standing functions of the organization that need to happen, whether it's membership, fundraising, events, communications, government relations, the different things that we do, and try to recruit people to kind of staff up those areas. You know, we haven't done as good of a job as we could at reaching out and engaging the people who've said, hey, I'm excited about what you're doing and I want to get more involved. So this is really where we're hoping to do that.
And I know we all know people who have made comments about, I sure wish it was safer for bicyclists in Lafayette. I sure wish they had this. A lot of people wishfully hoping and thinking, but you're giving them an opportunity to actually work with this organization and to make some of their hopes and dreams about cycling a reality.
Right. I mean, the great thing is that there's been tremendous demand for what we've attempted to supply. The even better thing is that we can do a lot more, and especially if we can increase our own capacity. So, you know, what we started with initially were things like the Ride of Silence. There's a ride that happens every May where it happens around the world, actually, but it began in Lafayette several years ago with some of our members who the purpose of the ride is to acknowledge those riders and honor those riders who've been injured or killed while riding on public roadways in the prior year. And so that's an activity that we did. We started doing the bike corrals, which is just Bike Valley parking with Downtown Alive, Festival Acadia, We did some swap meet and social activities, partnered with the Lafayette Public Library on their summer reading program. We did some free helmet distributions and some safety education. Those were some of our startup activities. Since then, that was really in kind of the 2011 year. Since then, we've gotten twice in a row now in 2012 and 2013, we've gotten the city to proclaim Bike Month, Bike to Work Day, different activities. This year, of course, we did Festivalo. We started doing an annual spring ride, what we call a century ride, rides of different distances up to 100 miles. That was in memory of Roxanne Richard, who was killed riding her bike on the access road on I-49. But again, we've been able to do a lot, but there's always lots more that we want to do. And like you said, everybody's got ideas of great things that we can do, but we want to make sure that we can get past our current capacity to be able to realize some of those things.
Right. And it sounds like you're doing an awful lot of fun things as well, in addition to, of course, making sure that you have that core structure that is working on the advocacy issues that you've mentioned. But you offer a lot of opportunities for leisure riding for all ages and all abilities. And obviously you need help in organizing those throughout the year. So tomorrow evening from 6 until 8 o'clock, you're hoping that people will come and join you, find out more about what's happening. This is not just for current members, but for anyone who would like to join and find out more about the organization.
That's right.
Do they need to call ahead or just show up?
No, they can just show up. And if you want information, and this will apply to anything that we're talking about today, you can go to our website. It's bikelafayette.org. There's information on the event tomorrow night, as well as upcoming events that we'll discuss shortly. You talked about fun things that we're doing, and there's one thing that I'm initiating that I'm really excited about. I have small children, 8 and 11 years old, and there's lots of activities for bicyclists who are adults, and not as many opportunities for children, especially on the road. You know, there's a lot of people locally who feel that you have to ride on the sidewalk if you're a child, or you have to ride, you know, in a very, very, very safe, you know, it's a cul-de-sac or somewhere very safe
very
from traffic, right?
Area.
And so what other cities have done, actually started in Portland, is you mentioned critical mass. In Portland, they started a critical mass ride. And the purpose of the ride really was to provide an opportunity for parents, kids, and their caregivers to learn safety skills and to provide a ride in which they can practice those skills. In addition, the event helps to create awareness about the growing presence of kids and families on bikes and the need for everybody to share the road. So we're going to start out with a ride at the end of this month, September 28th, 9:30 in the morning. It's a Saturday. We're going to ride from the horse farm. In cooperation with the city, we'll have a police escort to cross Johnson Street, and we'll go quickly into the neighborhood behind Judyson, et cetera, over to the UL bike path. We call it the landing strip with all the lights. Mm-hmm. But we'll make that loop and come back. It'll be about three miles, and it'll be just the right length and pace for kids. And as we say, you know, bring a smile, a friend, your bike, and another family. It can bring any kind of bike, trailers, trailer bikes, tandems, trikes, anything that rolls. We encourage helmets, but they are required for kids under 12. So this will be an opportunity that we'll do it not only this in September at the end of the month, but I'm going to repeat the event every month at the end of the month. And so, again, you can check our website, but for example, and we'll do it from various locations. So while we'll do it from the horse farm in September, in October, we'll do it from Acadiana Park on the north side. In November, we'll do it from Thomas Park in White Subdivision. In December, actually, we'll do it in conjunction with the New Year's Noon event at the Children's Museum, leaving from Parc Sanssouci. So we've done this a couple of times in the past. We had a gumbo ride. We also had a watermelon ride where we invited families to come out, and we got great participation. But the infrastructure just isn't there for children and families yet. But I've had a lot of requests, and so I'm trying to begin to fill that gap.
So critical mass, and that's going to hopefully take place at the end of each month. But the first one will be on Saturday, September 28th, starting off at the horse farm. You mentioned a couple ages, but is there a minimum or maximum age for this?
There is no minimum or maximum. For our gumbo ride, we had a little boy on a bike with training wheels, those little tiny 12-inch wheels. Mm-hmm. We had children in seats on the back of bikes. We had children who were big enough to ride their mom's small-sized road bike. So any child who doesn't think they're too cool to ride with mom or dad anymore is probably appropriate.
Okay, but it can be kids on their own bike and riding by themselves as well.
I think mine is borderline right there, my older one. But
and as you mentioned, it will be in connection with the city, so you'll have it's all legal, and the police will be helping them across Johnson Street.
Right.
And so very, very safe, and the kids will be learning the rules of riding on the road. And,
right.
We'll
do some brief safety education. The most important things that the kids need to know is that they are a vehicle on the road. They need to observe traffic laws just like they were mom and dad driving in the car. We'll teach them the hand signals, how to stop, and just give them an opportunity to practice that. So.
All right, critical mass. And if you are just tuning in, my guest is Jen Steele. She's president of Bike Lafayette, which has been kind of around for a while in various forms, but is now a formal nonprofit organization. The general membership meeting will be tomorrow evening, 6 o'clock at the Rosa Parks Transportation Center. All are invited to attend to find out more about becoming a member of Bike Lafayette and to become a member if they wish. Critical mass is on September 28th. It will start at the Horse Farm. And as Jen has been saying, you can just go to the website to find out more about any of these activities. And then you're going to have your first annual Fall Century Ride in October, when the weather should be really gorgeous. That'll be on October 19th. And what are y'all going to be doing on that day?
So we are going to be taking a tour of the Isles of Lafayette and Vermilion Parish, Cow Island, Forked Island, and so on. As I mentioned, we have now had two spring centuries, the Ride for Rocks, and this year will be the beginning of our fall century ride. So we will have everything from what we're calling a fun ride, a 10-mile ride that's just through the neighborhood. It's going to be staged from the Corner Bar in Youngsville near Rouse's on Chemin Metairie. So we'll have just a neighborhood ride at 10 a.m., that 10-mile ride, and then we'll have four other rides, 25, 50, 62, and 100 miles, starting at different times, the longer rides starting earlier. But an event that does have a registration fee that applies. That registration fee includes the T-shirt, lunch afterwards, raffle entry for door prizes, that kind of thing, and registration is available on active.com. You can also go to our website and click to get to active.com from there.
So it's a tour of the islands, Cow Island, Pecan Island, and others. That is called Island Tour, and it's the first annual Bike Lafayette Fall Century Ride. And you've also designated them quarter century, half century, and then why a metric century? Is that something in between?
62 miles is 100
kilometers,
right.
All right. So if you're in that mindset, this is a...
If you need to do some hill training, we are going to be going to the top of the Intercoastal Bridge. So, you can do that several times.
How high is that?
Well, I don't know. It's not very high, but you can do it several times if
you're
like.
Desperate around here for some hill riding, that would be a good thing.
There's not many places to get elevation, but...
Can people start registering for this now on your website?
Yeah, registration is open online now. If you decide at the last minute that you want to come, you can register on event day anytime after 6:30. So... That's always an option.
And if you go to the website, are there other things that you can find there in addition to information about the activities?
We have a calendar that we've just added, so you can find date-specific information there. Something that we always have available is one of the things that we were able to get accomplished in the past year is to we have participated for some time on what's called the Bicycle Subcommittee of the Metropolitan Planning Organization. The MPO is the entity for this region that's responsible for transportation planning, and they work in conjunction with our local traffic and transportation folks with the city to do all the infrastructure development relative to roadways. Historically, there was a bicycle committee that primarily developed an every 5-year bikeway plan. In the past year, in large part due to our interest and engagement, that committee has been made a standing committee and meets on a monthly basis. And so we always make available the information about when that meeting is coming up, what's on the agenda, and we also provide links to the audio. They were kind enough to provide an audio file, kind of a podcast for those who can't attend. Most of the meetings are during the middle of the day at noon, so not everybody can make that once a quarter. They are in the evening, but that's been an important way for us to have input into that planning process. And so that's typically up there any other events or pertinent information. The other things that we put up there relative to local government are three times in the past less than a year. But in 2013, we've had where the city council or the MPO were taking votes or hearing testimony of one kind or another relative to bikeway planning, whether it was the UL bike path or the dedication of certain funding for bike projects, the Ambassador. There was a project on Ambassador Caffrey that had to do with bikeway development. And so that's one of the places where we get the word out so that people are aware and they can weigh in if they feel strongly.
All right. And do you all have a Facebook presence so that people get updated in case they don't want to always check on the website?
We have a Bike Lafayette page that you can like. We've got 1,300 or so people who like us. I'm very excited about
and
that.
And you feed people information about some of these activities and some of your advocacy.
Right. And if you do like the web page, if you like the Facebook page, our web page posts feed there. We also, I think there's an email feed you can subscribe to get information on a regular basis.
So if you're interested in biking at any level of any kind, be a great resource for you to know what's happening in town with planning for biking and also just what's happening in recreational biking activities that Bike Lafayette is doing. Again, my guest, Jen Steele, who is president of Bike Lafayette. If you're interested in finding out more about it, you can attend the general membership meeting tomorrow evening, 6 to 8 at the Rosa Parks Transportation Center in downtown Lafayette. And for more information, the website or the Facebook page. Anything else coming up that people need to know about?
I think those are the heavy hitters.
It's quite a busy fall. So the Kittical Mass will be on September 28th, and then your Century Ride, your first annual island tour and Century Ride, will be on October 19th. Well, Jen, thanks for coming by to let us know more about what you all have been doing and how you've been making the roads safer for cyclists and just increasing people's interest in riding for recreation.
Thank you very much. We appreciate you having us.